Okay, we are up to Daf Mem Amud Aleph. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11th line from the top. I'm Rabbi Shulman Levi. Eved sheniach tefillin b'fnei rabbi, yatza l'cheres. An eved who puts on tefillin in front of his master is a sign that he was freed. Avadim are not chayiv in tefillin, t'mitzvah taseh shas man grama, and therefore they don't wear tefillin. They put on tefillin, that's showing they're free. And the fact that the master is standing there and not saying, hello, why are you wearing tefillin, is a raya that he must have freed him.
From God.
Again, he's not chayiv in tefillin. It's not done by avadim. What?
Rashi's
son is lady. That's not true. Maybe Rashi's daughter wore tefillin. It wasn't like everybody ever lady wore tefillin. No. They say, love the Hamenu Rabbi, if his master borrowed money from the Eved. Aisha Asa Rabbi Apotropos, or his master appointed him as a guardian, which is usually done by free people. Aisha Niach Tulim Bivnei Rabbi. Aisha Koresh Leishim Sukim Bivnei Taknesas Bivnei Rabbi. He got an aliyah. Women don't get aliyahs. Avadim don't get aliyahs. They don't learn Torah. So it says clearly here that wearing tefillin is not a sign of freedom. When his master put on tefillin, that's a raya that he's free. Wearing tefillin, not a raya. As was mentioned before, he might be very from. But putting on tefillin, his master puts on tefillin on him, then he would only do it if he's free. And therefore, according to this, the same thing would be true by Limdei Torah. His master taught him Torah. Pashtus, that's the way most Rishonim learn. All these things are because the master, if the master would do it, it would be a raya for freedom. Reading three psukim the Beis HaKnesses is not a raya. If the master would teach him three psukim, that would be a raya for freedom. That's what the Rishonim
speak of. Meaning that he did free him.
That's a right that he did free him, correct. This is not an act of freedom.
Okay,
no.
That's what I was saying.
Meaning, putting on tefillin doesn't mean the way of being mishachar him. It's just a right that he was mishachar.
You can't use that as instead of a star shukr.
This is not instead of a star shukr, correct. Rashi. Sheniach tefillin b'fnei rabbi, ein derech ever leniach tefillin. It's not normal for an Eved to put on tefillin. It's not the way. Not the Gemara bite. Okay, here we go again. I'm sorry? I can't hear you. Oh, I'm sorry, thank you. Apotropos on the Chosav. If not in fact that he freed him, he wouldn't have been makshiv him to put him as a guardian. That's what you would think. So the Braita says it's not a raya. I said, lo yatzal l'cheres kursina. Don't think about it. Kiyasa Rabdimi Amar Rabbi Yechanan. Rabdimi came, he quoted Rabbi Yechanan. Again, want to mention this? This is important. I mean, I've mentioned this a number of times. Rabbi Yechanan lived in Eretz Yisrael. Talmud Bavli was in Bavo. The fax machines, the emails, the computers, the WhatsApps, all those things didn't work well in those days. And in Bavo, the way they got Rabbi Yechanan's Torah was that people came from Eretz Yisrael to Bavo and brought along with them Rabbi Yechanan's Torah. And therefore you will find many a time there's an argument. Did Rabbi Yechanan ever say this or not? Two Talmidim arrived from Eretz Yisrael. One quotes Rabbi Yechanan one way and one quotes Rabbi Yechanan the other way. And we don't know because they're in Bavo. Rabbi Yechanan had been nifter already. People are coming from Eretz Yisrael, where Rabbi Yechanan was Maradar of the Yisrael. He was the biggest in Eretz Yisrael, right? But now we have to find out what did Rabbi Yechanan say. Our source are those people that come from Eretz Yisrael, and not always are they agreeing with each other in what happened in Eretz Yisrael. So we find this commonly in the Gemara. Rav Dimi will quote Rabbi Yechanan one way, Rabban will quote him another way, Ula will quote all kinds of different people. These were people that went to Eretz Yisrael, came back, or came from Eretz Yisrael to Bavo, or traveled back and forth. But they brought Rabbi Yechanan's Torah to Bavo. And the problem came sometimes is they brought different opinions, and we have to figure out exactly what Rabbi Yochanan did or didn't say. We're going to have a Gemara like this right now. That's why I'm mentioning this. Kiyasa Rav Dimi Yomer Rav Yechanan. Rav Dimi came, he quoted Rav Yechanan. Mi shamer b'shas misasai, ploy nishim chasai yishtab duba, lachra maisi. Somebody who said, who after he died, I'm sorry, he said when he died, was dying, I'm sorry, thank you. Ploy nishim chasai yishtab duba, lachra maisi, that's why I got mistaken. That they shouldn't work with my shivcha after I die. So the question is that freeing her mamanus? He's dying. He's b'shas misasai. He's finished with his shivcha. She's not doing anything for him anymore. And he says, I don't want her to work for me anymore. Oh, you start, I don't want her to work for anybody anymore. Is that being mafker the money? Is that saying, I'm giving up my kingdom money? Zuck, Rav Dimi, Rav Yechanan said, we force the Yarshim to write a get shechrur, meaning her money is off, but her yisurim are not off. So we force the Yarshim to write a get shechrur. One second. We'll come back to this. Amru lufanav Ravami Ravasi. This is what he's still quoting. Ravami Ravasi told Rabbi Yochanan. This is Rabbi Dimi's quote. You don't think that her kids are avadim? Meaning, he didn't free her. He said, "Al yishtab duba, don't work her hard." Not freeing her. Therefore, it's not true. That's what Rav Ami and Rav Asi told Rav Yechanan, and Rav Yechanan, as far as we know, accepted their taina. I'm sorry. Let me just give me a second. Let me just try to explain this again. Rav Dimi said that Rav Yechanan had said that Al Yishtab Duba is a way of freeing her mamanus. And Rav Ami Rav Asi argued with him and said, that's not what Al Yishtab Duba means. Rav Ami Rav Asi with Tamidim and Rav Yechanan, they were there, they responded to Rav Yechanan, that's the end of Rav Dimi's story. Seemingly, the Gemara assumes, that Rav Yechanan accepted Rav Dimi's story. Rav Ami Rav Asi's response. Rashi. Dr. Ashi, I'm a Levan of the name of Yechanan. He had invited that you stabbed or ain't a loss of Shikhov or a loss of Hefker. Elohi at Chuba Vedasa. Don't overwork her. I will love this. I yoyt me men of my axe of Avadim. But their kids are still Avadim. By my kai from the chakra of Yassid of Lodas Mikano Labosh, like Steve AVMK. He never freed her. Why in the world should they lose out? Why are you freeing her? The father never meant that. End of story. Now,
Rabbi?
Yes, Baruch Maisha, what is bothering you?
Which children are we talking about?
Her children.
The Shivcha's children. She's going to bury her children. Mikhail Labba. Rebekah made it sound she's going, her mamanus is off. Which would mean, as life goes on, her children no longer have other.
Children before that man.
We're not talking about the children before.
They're not just there because of
that. It's over and done with.
They're above them.
Now, there's a problem here, and I thought I would be jumped on.
Yeah. Can give her a shift if they don't own the money?
Okay, so, again, if a master is mafker is Evan, he writes to get shift. Correct? So, Rabbi Yechon was saying that the kids write to get shift. The kasha is, the chayra misa should remove the isurim we had earlier, then a guy who's mafker avdo yumeis, that let them go free. Like Isha. We learned out from Isha. So that's Tyson's kasha. And he said that this would be a... Again, we learned last week that if there's no money, if the king, a guy was mafker a slave, and then he died, there's no need for a get shechur. Well, if you learn like Rabbi Yechanan said, that al yishtab duba means hefker. Again. Rabbi Yechanan said we force the kids to write a shtar shechrer. Why are we forcing the kids to write a shtar shechrer?
Because he said, after I die, why you free her?
Again, that's not the reason we're forcing him to write a shtar shechrer. It's because he's freeing her money. By saying that, he's being mafker her. That's what Rabbi Yechanan is saying. And therefore, we tell the kids, sorry, you don't own her money anymore, so write a star shekhar. And Rabbi Ravati responded and said that's not what he meant. He didn't mean to free her. He just meant don't overwork her. So the question here is, if he freed her, there's no need for a star shekhar the minute he dies. If he was mafka her money, we learned last week that a person that's mafka his money, his eved's money, and then he dies, the misa takes on the iser, like a woman, like a get, like we had by the case of the ger shemeis. Yeah, but the Gemara said clearly even by a person that died. The Gemara said it, not me. That was the ger, but the other case, the Gemara said, Amavka me'abdil meis nami. The same halakha would apply to the guy who does have yarshim, because you can't just yarshim iser. We had that on the Amud Aleph at the bottom. So Tysus answers that this is a rabbinic star shekhar. That ain't achinami. There's no need biblically for star shekhar. But the avodah, the kids are going to walk around saying, this is ours. This was really ours. We have no idea why she's free. So in order to avoid the children from walking around claiming her to be a shevcha, when she's not, rabbinically we want him to give a star shekhar to close the issue, for closure. That's what Taisha says.
And she's
again, if this was a shekhar, which Rami Ravati disputes, but if you learn this is a shekhar, then the minute he dies, the Isurim go off, and she's now a Jewish woman. Now she's a Jewish woman. There is a side issue here, which I didn't mention last week, which I probably should have. The halacha is that when a shifchi goes free, she has to go to the mikvah. Like here, we're saying Misa removes the Isurim. But she never went to the mikvah. I mean, she goes now to the mikvah. Okay, it's not so simple. What?
The way of acquiring herself.
That's true, but the Isurim are off already, right?
This was what's
Rabbi's
question?
They asked the Kashi, how can she go free without going, how can the Isurim be removed without her titling? We learn that from Isha that her Isurim are removed. Would that not require tefillah? When she changes from a shifcha to a Jewish woman, doesn't that require tefillah? So how could you say the Misa removes all these surim? She's now a completely Jewish woman. There's still an act that has to be done. And we've been talking about the fact that as soon as the guy dies, it's all over. It's not so simple. What? What? But say Gasha. Okay, I don't want to get involved. What?
They're keeping this woman star. They went to the mikveh regularly anyway.
No, they have to go to the mikveh. To transfer needs a tefillah.
I understand.
They went to Tumah Tahara last week. It has nothing to do with now.
Right, but I'm saying she would be going to the mikveh anyway.
Again, the question is, it's mashma that the transfer takes place. Still needs another step.
Classic shekhar.
That's the thing, yes. Same kasha. Same kasha.
Rabbi?
Mikvah the show, he sends him to the mikvah. I was a kid in my show, they didn't let a guy go to the Amud if he didn't go to the mikvah. Because I'm for the Amud, you have to go to the mikvah. It's a mikvah in the show building. They dropped it after a while. But when they first started the steeple, they ruled the Yidam Parama to go to the mikvah. They dropped it because, you know, people weren't being makbar on it, so they just dropped it. But it's right.
Rabbi?
Yes.
If the master had in fact intended a condition on his son's use of his eved, is that even effective? Can
it
one place...
It is a mitzvah l'kayim divrei hameis, which we will see momentarily, that children have to keep their father's commands.
Because they would be getting this evid anyways. I mean, if he didn't say it, they would be getting the evid anyways, right?
Add instructions, and kids have to keep the instructions because it's a mitzvah to keep the words of a mace of their father who died.
And if they don't, well, I'll wait for it. Okay, thank you.
Don't think about it. Yasser Shmuel by Yehuda, Amar Rav Yechonon. So Shmuel by Yehuda quoted Rav Yechonon differently. Misha Amar B'shas Mitzasai. Person who says as he's dying, Plainish Shivchasi Kairas Ruach Asasali Yasel Kairas Ruach. This Shivcha always treated me nicely. She always made me feel good. Kairos Ruach must have a better translation.
Gave me satisfaction.
Gave me satisfaction. Fine. Basically, she always made life good for me. Do her a favor. Yatala Kairos Ruach. Make life good for her. That's what he said. Kaifinus Ayarshim Vaisala Kairos Ruach. We forced the Yarshim to make life good for her. And Rashi says, Rashi, we'll do Rashi. Kiyatar Shmuel Velay Garcina Elu Poligra Ella. Polygars of Dimi. He argues that Rabbi Yechon ever said that. Rabbi Yechon never said what Rabbi Dimi said he said. This was what he said. This is Rashi's opinion. The only way to make her satisfied is to free her. Yishacharu, they're obligated to free her. My time up. Mitzvah l'kayim divrei ames. He's not freeing her. He's telling them, do what it takes to make her happy. And if the only way she's happy is with freedom, I would want you fellas to free her. He's not freeing her.
Why?
He's not, because he's not. That's not what happened. You know, this is what you call a kasha namaisa. We're saying a story. He told his kids, you know, she was a great... Again, please. She was my great shivcha. She serviced me for the last 86 years. Do me a favor, do what it takes to make her happy. They go over and they say, what can we do to make you happy? And she says, free me. Halacha is they have to free her. Because there's halacha mitzvah l'kayim divrei ames. Either I or an Esther by freeing an Eved. So the Rishonim speak out, we mentioned this many times, that if you do it for a reason, it's not called Eved Esther. This is done for an because he owes her a favor. He's trying to make up to her all the service she did. And therefore, they're allowed to free her. And we make them free her because of mitzvah l'kayim divrei ames. Rashi. No Rashi. Yes. I don't know. Mitzvah l'kayim divrei ames is a drabonim. Probably, yes. I don't know what you mean. What is a deraisa? Which one is a deraisa? Shikhar is a deraisa, yes.
Sorry?
Yes, it's a deraisa.
So how does it work?
Again, there's no issa to be mishachar in heaven. If there's a reason.
But the reason seems to be...
The reason is because he was a nice shivcha. That's enough of a reason.
So anybody can attempt...
The Rashba says that if you free a shivcha because she was good to you and serviced you very well and you want to show appreciation, there's no answer.
Why wouldn't anybody...
Because not everybody appreciates what their shivcha did.
Anybody who wants to be mishachar their eved... That's a good reason.
He, again, not true. He might be doing it because he became an anti-abolitionist. He became an abolitionist. He now became a Balshita. Yeah, Rashi says it by Evan Kanani.
But who's doing the shifting here? Could be a source
there,
right?
Kids.
Yeah, so the answer is because...
Mitzvah Kayim Divrei Ames. Yeah, so Rav Moshe is asking Akasha, how can the Drabbanim of Mitzvah Kayim Divrei Ames be Daichah to the Raisa of freeing the
Eved? The answer is, you're allowed to free if you have the reason. The reason isn't because
The Rashi speaks out, the reason is because he owes her a favor.
But, I'm Rabbi Fran. Rabbi Fran was around, the school was around.
But yeah, I'm not here again. Why are we talking about something that has nothing to do with this?
So the answer is...
I hear you, but that's not the right answer. I hear you. I was thinking the same thing, I have to admit. I didn't want to get involved. It's much easier to do it this way. Yes, they do. Mitzvah Lekayim de Rabbi.
Unless you request that.
Because he requested it.
$100.
Again, but if she requested it, that's included in Mitzvah Lekayim de Rabbi.
Automatically free.
It's not automatic. They have to free her.
They have to free if that's what she asked for.
Correct. Correct. Mm-hmm. She's not automatically free anyway. She's still not automatically free, ever. Because they have to free her.
So they're not obligated to free her if that's how she's asking for.
Correct. He said, make her happy. Make her happy. Don't think about it. Amram.
So maybe be nice to her. The big jump.
Make her happy.
Right. You know,
but that's how you make her happy.
How did she make him happy? She made him happy. She was nice to him. So whatever she did to me, she was nice to her. Treat her nicely. Well, it's a big, you know.
I'm just quoting Rashi. Something about that. I'm a Amemer. A new halacha. Hamavkar avdain. Somebody's mavkar is evet. Now this amemer is going to be very difficult, as the Gemara will point out. So we'll let the Gemara do its thing. Hamavkar avdain. Oitzer evet ein litakano. Somebody's mavkar is evet. There's no way to do anything for this evet. He's stuck in this situation of no freedom and not complete slave. My timer. Gufin lekaniloi. He doesn't own his money anymore. He was mafkarit. He's surin in Kilgabay. All he has is the king and Isser. He's surin lemasi mafkarit. And there's no way to free the king and Isser. That's what Amemer said. Amalei Rav, I said, let the Gemara do its thing. Amalei Rav Ashi Lamemer. V'amar ulam Rav Yechim Rav Chibar Av Avon Amar Rav. Echazem Echazem Yotzel Lecheres Yitzarach Get Shichur. Didn't they say by mafkaravdai? Or by Makdish Avdai. He goes free and he needs a get shichur. That means you could give a get shichur. A Maimer is saying no more get shichur. A Maimer is saying if you free the Eved Mamani, he can't do anything. Finished. Gone. Stays partially. Not for money, but for Esther. And as Rashi looks at me, I can't marry anybody.
Chatzi, chatzi, chatzi.
He's not
Chatzi. No, can you marry a
Chatzi, Eben, Chatzi, Ben? No, he's not a Chatzi, Eben, Chatzi, Ben, Chayrin. He's not.
What is he?
He is somebody, it's nothing. He's not an Eben, he's not a Ben Chayrin, he can't marry anybody, Rashi says. He's enough Eben that he can't marry Ben Chayrin, he's enough Ben Chayrin. He's free of money, therefore he can't marry a Shifri either. Again, this is an Amemar who we just slugged up.
I know, right, but can you do that to another, to a Shifcha, Mafka, her? Would she be the same thing then?
Interesting question, I don't know.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear the last part where you said
that. Very good question from Rabbi Cohn, and I don't know the answer.
My wife's listening, so yeah.
I'm happy. It makes her day, I'm happy.
She might
be. Oh, she gives you a better breakfast.
No, she doesn't do breakfast, she never did. But the point I'm stressing here is,
Rabbi Margaret, what does Rabbi Cohn ask?
Once enough, you free the Shifcha the same way, can the Eved marry the Shifcha?
I said before the
Shir. Amalai, Tzarech Vein Litakana. So Amemer answered him, Tzarech Get Shichur doesn't mean she can get a Get Shichur. She needs one, but you can't do it. So according to the first lesson, Amemer just changed the whole world, in his opinion. An Eved whose money is gone,
meaning he
can
keep his money?
Yeah. Now, Tysus asks, from the fact that it says we had a case before that an Eved who ran away from prison, we make the master free him. That's what Gechanan said clearly. We make the master free him. According to Amemar, you're wasting your time. We had a quote. Here you quoted Rabbi Gechanan, Tzarech get your career. Right? So Amemar answered, Tzarech, but you can't do it. But Rav Yechanan clearly said, Kaifen, we force him to write a Get Shichur, which means it does work. Not why bother forcing him. So Tyson's one share. Meaning, let me try to explain. Amemer said, Awacha, we questioned him from Rav Yechanan. He got out of it. He answered when Rav Yechanan said, Tzarech Get Shichur, it didn't mean you do it It just means it would require, but it's not doable. That means a Maimer seems to be safe. You can't ask a kash on him. The Tzai says, I don't know, I have a different quote of Rabbi Yechanan, where he says we force him to write to get Shechur. That means it works. If not, you wouldn't force him to write one. Tzai says has no answer to that. Maimer can't argue in Rabbi Yechanan. It's part of the problem. Yes?
He freed him from the monetary aspect.
Correct.
So he's still... he's saying that the Baal still has power over him for Yisroim, that he can...
It doesn't have power on him. It doesn't mean anything.
Can he write...
He can't write a Star Shikur. That's what Maimer said.
He can't.
No.
Okay, that's what I thought.
Rashi. Look, Rashi. Ain't lo takana afilu b'star.
Is Maimer saying Chiddush by saying that he can't write in
I think it's a huge Chiddush. Against everything we just said before.
Everybody else said
Tzarech get Shichur. We assumed that meant you need one and get one.
When I said Kofin...
That was one time, and the Gemara doesn't bring that to Tyson's discussion. Only one time the Gemara said Kofin.
I just jumped it.
Ikedi Amri, others say Amra Memri. I have no idea what you're talking about. I'm sorry, Rabbi Cohen, I don't understand this question of yours.
That's awesome. My wife would love to hear that also. But the point I'm saying is Sarf Elot, so what's the Sarf Elot Takana?
He would need one if we could give him one.
Does it say
Elot Takana? I mean, what do we said Elot Thank you. Hitaka said Elot Takana.
So, meaning... what it really means, that Tzarek really means we need it, but we can't do it. So
mm-hmm.
That means you can't do it.
Exactly. That's what Amaymer says Tzarek means. Listen, that's what Amaymer said. Write him a letter.
That makes sense, though.
No, it's bothering Rabbi. Why should it say Tzarek if you can't do it? Just say, in
Lutakana. I'm saying
Amaymer
Tzarek makes sense. After you free a guy, how can you
start
being free with
life? I know, till now we seem to be very comfortable with that.
I hear.
Ikedi Amri, some say Amaymer never said that. He said something else. Amar Amaymer, Amav Krav, Du, Mace. I say Avedain Le Takana. My timer, Gufe Le Kani Le. He doesn't own the money. Isuru the Ikigabe. Isuru Le Breiro and Virus. And you can't inherit the Isser. That's what Amaymer said. According to the second version, the guy can free his Eved. He's mafkirim, he can still free him. According to the second version, Amaymer is not saying what he said in the first version. However, if he dies, his son can't inherit the Isser. And therefore, at that point, the Eved stuck. We quoted this Amaymer, and we asked on him from the Gemara that says that he goes free by death. And the Gemara answered, Kasha. The Gemara asked what you're asking right now, and the Gemara said, we have no answer for Amaymer. We're not ignoring him, because we're quoting him again, right? Frexi Gemara.
If it was a case where he was self-intrained, maybe
then it would be. I lost you on that one.
Like this case where the first case was what Rabbini said, right? It's almost like he's a suffix, whether or not he's free or not.
Why is it a suffix?
We're not sure what that.
Well, Rabbi Rabati said to him, let's the Gemara's going to talk about it right now. If you still have a kasha in 4 minutes, you'll ask me. Amalei Rabashi l'Rameimar, according to the second version. V'chiyasi Rav Dimi Am Rabbi Eichanan. Rav Dimi Am Rabbi Eichanan said, they said, do not work with the Shivcha. We forced the kids to free her, even though he was mafgir the Shivcha. Doesn't that prove Amaymer wrong? Doesn't that show that the kids can write a Shtar Shikhrer? We're forcing them to write a Shtar Shikhrer. That means it's... That means it's doable. Let's give the Gemara. We have to give a Gemara if you want. Answer the Gemara. So the Gemara answers Tusi. Didn't we say it was a mistake? Rabbi Yechonim backtracked. Amalei my Tusi. The Amar Belasher Zichur. All the reason Rabbi Yechonim backtracked is because he didn't say I free her. So we said I stopped the boat doesn't mean freedom. Ha Amar Belasher Zichur Al Kanami. But if he would have said it, it would have been a lesson of freedom. And we would have forced the kids, to write a Shar Shikhar. A Malay, a Noka, there's more by Yehuda Israeli. I hold that Rabbi Yechonin never said, that story never happened. I hold that never happened that Rabbi Yechonin said, if you free her, we force the kids to write a Shar Shikhar. Kids' Shar Shikhar is a meaningless act. Meaning, as we explained earlier, the kid star shikhar is only rabbinic. We wouldn't even force that because kids can't write a star shikhar on Isser. There's no such thing. So the whole thing doesn't make any sense.
What happened then?
Well, it depends. We said before he goes free. That was a kashan amame that we had that we didn't answer. Here the Gemara doesn't get into it.
I understand. They own the slave now. Why can't they free
her? Again, if he would have freed her, Rabami Ravati said to Rabbi Yechonin, saying Al Yishtab Duba doesn't free her. All he means is don't overwork her. But what if he would have freed her? Then Rabami Ravati would agree to Rabbi Yechonin that the kids free her. Amema says the kids can't free her because they can't inherit Isser.
Isser is freer?
Again. If the father would have freed the mamanus, do me a favor. I just need to be able to explain this. Sometimes interruptions are no good because it just throws everybody for a loop and nobody gets what's going on. There was a story. The guy said, do not work with my shivcha. Rabbi Yechonin said, that's being mafker. Rabbi Amir Ravati argued with him and said, that's not being mafker. Let's say it would have been being mafker. What did Rabbi Yechonin say to do? Tell the kids to write a star shivcha. To take off the Isser, because he was mafker. Rav Ami Ravasi said, no, he wasn't mafker. So you don't have to force the kids to write a Shtar Shikhar. But what if he would have been mafker? Then Rav Ami Ravasi didn't question Rabbi Yechonin that the kids can write a Shtar Shikhar, even though all they're getting is the Isser. He was mafker. Is a proof that Isser is transferable to the kids. That's the kasha they asked. So Amemer answered, I don't think that story ever happened. I don't think Rabbi Yechonin ever alluded to the fact that if you're mafker in Eved, the kids can write a Shtar Shikhar. I disagree with that story. It never happened. Rabbi Yechonin never said it. Now, that leaves the other kasha in place. The Gemara said earlier, she goes free if the master dies and there's no money left. He was mafker, and then he died. I said, "Haven't got to lecheres." There's a need shechur. So we said, rabbinically, we need shechur. But he goes free. So what's Amemer saying? So the Gemara asked that kasha. The Gemara said, "Kasha, we have no answer on Amemer." So the truth is, Amemer got out of one kasha, but he never got out of the second kasha.
Without a Mamar, we would think that Isser is inherited? Without a Mamar?
Why not?
What about that Gemara
before? Again, that's the Kasha. If you don't know the Gemara before, that's what we would think without a Mamar. Once you know the Gemara before, you don't think that way without a Mamar.
But what's the question? What? Maybe
we
cannot argue that's the problem?
No, we cannot argue. It was a price, I think, that said clearly that once there's no mammon, the Eved goes free.
They don't have kinyan
mammon.
How can they give a
shekel? So again, the Gemara here ignores the Gemara's question before. But that Gemara's question is still in place. Rashi. Tusihi, Kiyasi Rabdimi, sorry, the Rashi before. Like my wrist, any rusha but davar sheshu b'mamon. Oh, you said redeeming. He was a man. He stabbed the bob. Pakel ami by nimina. The Gemara thought the money went off. Come a yarshin kaisin like a shikra. Tusi, because it means the eld. Who likes to see with the shakra? We said he never meant to for here. Pachina maita usid revdimi. The amar avalash the shikra. The mistake was because he didn't use the language of freedom. Ha amar arad baschayr lahavin kabdi rabam yirabaz yala. But had he said you're free, Rabbi Amir Ravasi would agree that the kids write a star shikra. Kav shmu ba Yehuda sfeirli. The amar lo yamar Rabbi Yechon and Cain. Rabbi Yechon never said it. The amar lo Rabbi Amir Ravasi Cain. And they never responded. But keeping the coming yasla kaira shruach, when mona kaira chayashim menu behentala. The case of Rasul by Yehuda was, make her happy. He left it up to the Yarshim to make her happy. He didn't free her. He said, make her happy, whatever it takes. So that's Mitzvah L'Gaib, the Rameis. Yes?
In the case of a childless ger, the Eved becomes free. Because he's a
shot. That was the Gemara's Kash on a Mamer.
That's what we're talking about right now.
The Gemara here doesn't bring it down.
That's the part that he doesn't talk about.
So correct. That was the kasha we had last week. And the Gemara said, Amemer Shver, did not give an answer. We're not asking that question here. We're assuming that he doesn't go free in this Gemara. Not like the Gemara last week that said, Misa frees him. We're assuming now Misa doesn't free him. That's the kasha and Amemer, the previous Gemara. Why doesn't it bring it here? I don't know.
The way we learned it last week was the Eved Kona himself as an Eved or automatically became a free man. No, he was from Shakra herself?
No. The owner freed his money.
I'm sorry?
The owner freed his Kenya Mammon.
By dying.
No!
I'm talking about the Ger without children.
Yeah, that Ger by dying frees the Kenya Mammon.
But there was no Shar involved, and the Eved did not Kona himself.
Yes, he was. He was cutting his money.
He's calling his money, and then we thought at that point that he's calling also the Surah.
We never backed up from that.
Yeah. Okay. But the Eved had made sort of like the Kenyan himself before. And then he was.
Is he automatic? He's cutting himself automatically. Doesn't have to announce, I am cutting it myself.
Does he have to Meshachar himself?
No, because the that was what we said. That's removed this, sir.
That was the automatic.
Again. You're asking me why does the Gemara here not bring the Gemara before? I don't know. I don't know. What? Right. And that's Taisa's discussion. Taisa says, what are we talking about? The Gemara said before he goes free without a Shtar Shikur. And here we're saying you would need a Shtar Shikur.
The whole Gemara here is putting all the emphasis on that part of it.
Of the Shikur, which he doesn't even need.
Right. Right. We're spending time, valuable time in life, on something which is not even founded.
That's Tyson's discussion.
That's what Tyson's trying to say. The deep inside of the bothering Tyson.
Yes.
We're talking like.
Yes. That's deep inside what's bothering Tyson.
We have a better understanding about Neymar a little bit.
Again, he's still stuck with the Gemara before. Zakti Gemara Vaita. Ahu Diskarta the Avdi, there was a city of Avadim. I guess they had Evetown, where people put their Avadim Kananim to live in a communal kibbutz called Evetown. And they sold the whole. Ahud Diskarta the Avdi, the Stabman Leibe Kechavim, that was sold to a guy. Now, the halacha is that if you sell your Eved to a guy, he goes free. That's a Mishnah later on. Meaning, you lose your Kenya Mammon, and he goes free. That's what happens. Kolu Marvasa Basroi, the Goyim disappeared. I don't know, they died. What does article say Kolu means? They die. Meaning, whoever bought them is no longer in the picture. So now these Avadim are living a happy life. They have no master. The Jews sold them. The Jews sold them to a guy, which automatically removes the Jew out of the picture because he sold them to a guy. And he automatically goes free. But the guy who owns them now disappeared. So now there's nobody bossing these. They died.
What happened before they died?
They worked for the guy. They had no brera.
Okay, so
he's
not free.
Yeah, halachically, practically, he has a guy as a master. Also, the comment to Ravina. They came to Ravina, they want to know what their status is. They said, we were sold to a guy. The guy is a Magan. What is our status?
Go back to the children of your previous master, because your previous masters have exited this world, but there are still children left.
And let them write you a star shikr on your iser, because something has to remove your iser.
But Amemer said, you can't free Isser. You can't inherit Isser. So how can the kids free them?
Amr Lahu. I'm not Rav Dimi, surely.
I hold like Rav Dimi, who quoted a story. Rav Yechanan said, writer is Star Shikri, he told the kids.
Amr Lahu, Rav Dimi Tusi. Didn't Rav Ami and Rav Asi argue in Rav Dimi?
Amr Lahu, by Tusi, Amr Balash and Shikri.
Ha, Amr Balash and Shikri. How can Ami?
Had he said it, Belosh and Shikrur, Rabbi Yechon would have, everybody would have agreed that the kids write a star Shikrur.
So over here, let the kids write a star Shikrur.
Let the Gemara of the Hilchos and Karavina that the kids should write a star Shikrur.
Zaktaisis, rabbinically. Biblically, they don't need anything. The master died. The master died after he had lost his money. He didn't have a kingdom mammon anymore. So really, they went free already. But they went to Ravina. Ravina said, get the star Shikrur. I don't want these kids walking around saying you're their avodim. Get the star shikur. It's a rabbinic star shikur. Biblically, there's no need for a star shikur.
The master died. We learned earlier on that from the Testament Aleph, if the master dies, they go free. If there's no money.
So Tyson speaks out, get a rabbinic star shikur. Go get yourself an insurance policy. Rashi discarded the Kirya. Davdi Abadim she saw how you mock him like the Chum. Man, I'm going to have the Chum, you're to the Cheris. Call him by Vasa Basroi, call out the name Akhrenim as the Chum. They disappeared. They died. Also, Abadim came to Ravina, not to remember Nice Yisrael. They wanted to marry Jewish girls. I had to have a Sakh Kamoy, his job in the Nechem or Shainim, but bitch you may have looked to become get Cheris. Get yourself a star Shikhrim. Maimer said, "Ain't lo takana." The sur lo bana play virus because the kids can't inherit the iser. Panami kizavne. When the yid sold them to the guy, pocket kasvei mine. The money went off. The sur lo davelega baby sur lav yerusha lashul bana. I mean, Rav Dimi Sverli, the amar ayishtab dubai. He did not work with her. Pocket lo mabayne mina. The money left. The kamer kaisla got jichur. So he said, Rav Dimi made a mistake. Seems to be that Rabbi Yechon said it is a Yerusha Yuki Yarsh. Because his story was that he said, Ayyishtabduba. And Rabbi Rabbasi only argued because Ayyishtabduba doesn't mean Shikr. But had it meant Shikr, they would agree that the kids write a star Shikr. That means the kids can write a star Shikr. So therefore, Amemer is wrong. And therefore, go get a star shikur from the kids, and you can go marry a Jewish girl.
When a person owns an evidence, and he
sells
to a goy, he do an avera?
Absolutely. Terrible avera. Your father sold things in his life?
Yeah, but he did an iser.
Who cares? He did it. It's done.
I'm challenging that. I don't want
it. What do you mean? Excuse me. My grandfather sold things. I can go now to the buyer and say my grandfather sold it. He took away my Yerusha?
No, he said he did an iser.
Who cares? It worked.
It's
a punishment.
And give him a base.
Right. The Mishnah says that this master, by selling him to a guy, loses any right to the evidence.
as far as the yid is concerned, he goes free. We're going to see later on, we force the yid to buy him back. It's a whole process.
But as far as the yid status, when he's sold to a guy,
he still has to keep mitzvahs. It's a terrible thing. He can't walk out. The guy's not letting him walk out.
It's not a shit word.
Not from Isser.
He did a horrible thing.
A horrible thing. Exactly.
6 to 7, don't have to work for me. Make sure
to 100%. It's a terrible thing.
Right.
Yeah, because that's why we're so upset at him. Yeah, you did a horrible thing. You don't sell it to a guy. That's what he did.
Keeping the lady.
So the mama just never goes back.
No.
There's no relatives to redeem him.
Again. Is there, is there not? We'll worry about that later. The question is, what happens at this point?
What do you mean there's no relatives? What do you mean?
Yes.
Let's see a couple things. They say that you go back to the children of the original Baal. That means that they inherited their father's kinyan or whatever it is in these slaves he's suing.
That's the kasha of the Gemara.
That's the kasha, that's the answer.
That's the answer.
That's the answer. So,
which is contradictory to last week's Gemara that said if there's no money, they go free by death.
Right. That's what I want to make sure. That
again, it's contradictory. So Taisa says this is a rabbinic star shechur.
What is a rabbinic? We mentioned many times today. Have anything to do with anything? In other words, the rabbinim came up with...
Rabbinim are worried about these avadim. The rabbinim are very worried about these avadim. Because what's going to happen is they're going to go marry Jewish ladies, and then people are going to say they never got freed. They never got freed. They're avadim. So you're going to give them a drasha. You'll give a shear of why they're not avadim. Unfortunately, people don't listen to the shear all the time. Rumors go about even after the shear. We don't want people walking around saying, these are these guys avadim.
They hold a document.
So the rabbanim, the shear of the rabbanim, that they got out the rabbanim,
takes away the rumors.
Take care of the Raisa also.
They don't need to be taking care of the Raisa. They didn't inherit. That was what we learned last week. That's the contradiction. And for Taisus, that this Gemara is rabbinic. They don't need a biblical Shar Shechur.
Because Rabban made a takana that they don't need.
No! Biblically, they don't need a Shar Shechur. The owner died.
In other words, it's a perception.
Unfortunately, there's a perception. So Rabbanan were misakin that the kid should write a Shar Shechur to remove the perception.
Was it print? Oh, that's all you need. That's what people are always going to be shooting.